Okay, here we are again, and we're excited to talk a little bit about a second spiritual practice that helps shape our own spiritual lives that, of course, in turn, then helps us to be someone who can disciple others in their own spiritual life. And last time we discussed the idea of reading Scripture on a daily basis, but this time we want to talk about the another spiritual practice that's very important, and that is the life of prayer. So I want to hear from you, Bo, on what is it that you do as a practice of prayer, and how's that looked in your life, and maybe there are some tools that you've used.
Right. Yeah. So prayer is a really big part of my life, and I had like this emphasis that's been really important to me when I went to seminary, and so I really delved into that. And so I think that like I've always tried to have a constant conversation with God. I think that's what Jesus did, and I think that's what we are supposed to do as much as often, as much as possible. For me, prayer happens everywhere, like literally everywhere, in the shower, in the bed, throwing the ball with my dog, like walking around town, drinking coffee, just constantly kind of like, God, what do you think about this?
Yeah, can I ask some detailed questions about it just so people can hear kind of how it actually feels on the inside? I mean, it's an idea that we've talked about, that people talk about a lot, this the praying without ceasing, if you will, as Paul said. What does that look like, though, within your brain or within your head? Could you maybe describe a little bit of what your... It's unconscious at this point, but what's sort of the conversation that's happening in the brain from the standpoint of, is it more just a constant awareness of God? Is it the feeling that he is constantly listening, or is he walking next to you? Like, how does that play out in your brain as you're having the constant conversation, constant prayer?
Sure. I would think that I feel like it kind of shifts. Like a lot of times feel like he's just right there walking with me. And sometimes in my life I've caught myself like looking over to where I think God would be and like, what do you think about this? Which is a real thing that I've done, even though it's just, it's funny if you see me look like I'm talking to myself or my imaginary friend. Could you repeat the question?
Just want to know the details within your brain on like what's actually happening. You know, are you picturing something? Is it more just an awareness of God's presence?
Okay. You know? So I try to picture God all the time.
Okay.
I mean, this one time, it's sort of the same. It's sort of a similar look every time. The one that I do remember the most, though, is that he looks like Jace from Duck Hunters, Duck Commanders.
Oh, okay.
For me, that was what it was, because I grew up hunting, and I trust that kind of good old boy,
sure,
you're not going to lie to me, you're going to shoot me straight kind of deal, but also very calm and peaceful. So I try to imagine that, and whenever I go do this thing, that like, I go back into my memory, and I find a place that I'm hurt and that I need help with. I go back to that place, and I imagine that I am there and God is there with me, and we're talking to my memory.
Ah,
like
okay.
Forgiving my memory.
Yeah. A little bit of a counseling technique in that.
Yeah, sure. And it's really helped me to get over like really heavy burdens.
Okay, so those are, that's a very specific moment, a very specific thing you'd be dealing with. You talked a lot about like just the daily constant nature of the conversation as if he's always with you.
Sure.
What does that look like in your life?
It's just, he's always with me. Like, I know the difference. I've learned the difference between talking to myself and then talking to God.
Right.
And thinking to myself and thinking to God. And it really becomes a heart posture, maybe even a mind posture. I guess you could say that, is that if I am talking to myself and just processing and thinking, if it's not holy and it's not calm and peaceful, right? It even could be like I don't know. If it's not calm and peaceful, then I know that it's probably not God that I'm praying to.
Sure. Yeah, I've had a similar experience and been really thankful for some development in my own life of prayer. I would say a similar thing, just be having a constant conversation with God as a space of prayer. So I would say it's less of a discipline and more of just a reality at this point in my life aspect of prayer.
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm praying for specific things necessarily. It's almost more of I'm trying to give God every moment of my life. But I can imagine there's a listener out here who's probably going, boy, this sounds a lot like the Santa Claus song. He sees you when you're sleeping. Yeah. You know, he knows when you're awake.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows if you've been bad or good. You know, so be good for goodness sake. And it's like there would be that, we almost project that type of Santa Claus nature on God.
Mm-hmm. Where, Grandpa God.
That's right. And, you know, it's almost like kind of an endearing thing at one level. And on another level, it's kind of creepy. You know, and so how do we really see and understand God in that way? And I would say, I don't necessarily think of it as a place of creepiness. It's more of a place of like God wants to be a part of my everyday life, and it's not a place of judgment in the moments. It's a place of connection in those moments. So running is a really wonderful place for me to be able to have this sort of constant prayer. It can be difficult when you're driving down the highway and you've got the music blaring and there's a lot happening around you. Mm-hmm. That's a place where distraction can easily take us out of the place of constant prayer. When I'm running, you know, if I'm walking, something like that, there's a rhythm to my footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's usually quiet because I'm out there on a trail or something.
4:38 in the morning.
No, but there's a rhythm to it that almost allows my brain to sort of go into a mode of calm, and it's a place where I find myself offering to the Lord either things that I'm carrying as a place of stress, like I'm constantly thinking about it, and so it's in that space where I kind of say, okay, Lord, what would you say about this? Mm-hmm. You know, it may be like a difficult conversation I had the day before, or we're planning for a big funeral, or I know I'm going to have a difficult conversation ahead because something's happened in the past, you know, whatever. And that's the space where I'm like, Lord, what would you say about this? And give him then the opportunity to say something. I rarely have heard God's voice, okay, but what I have experienced is a peace that has come over me.
Yeah.
Or a place of understanding that was clearly not from me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
That's the most common.
Like an insight into the situation that I definitely did not have before I got out there on that run, you know? Sometimes it's also, though, where I think that I'm stressed about one thing in particular, and God sort of opens the window for me to see, think it's this, but it's something else.
Happens,
you know?
All the time.
Yeah. I think that there's a big gift in that practice, but it does take an intentionality to not, like, almost keeping ourselves from being distracted, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. It takes practice.
Yeah, now we've just been talking about this sort of constant nature of prayer, but there are the moments of actual intentional set-aside time to go into places of prayer. So I'll just describe a little bit about what that looks like for me, and maybe you have some insights into your own life too. I try to have, after I read the daily text, I try to have some time to really offer to the Lord my day, kind of thinking through what's ahead in the day. And it's really not necessarily a time of intense prayer, but it's really a time of me more centering myself to say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm attentive to you throughout the day.
Yeah.
But on a weekly basis, I really try to create the space to set aside 30 minutes to an hour to go away into a sanctuary type place. I actually use the chapel here at the church.
Right.
To really be in more intentional prayer. Sometimes that has looked like me needing to process whatever's happening in the week, whatever is stressing me, or whatever we just discussed, you know. Sometimes it's also me to just be present and say, okay, Lord, as Samuel said, Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You know, I don't know what I'm here for today. I'm feeling great, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But just speak because I'm here to meet with you. And so I often open my time of prayer by singing a song I learned from my brother John. I don't even know what it's called, but it I'm not going to sing it either. But
please.
the words go, I'm here to meet with you. Would you meet with me?
I know that song. I'll play it in the ministry tree.
Okay. I'm here to find you.
Mm-hmm.
Reveal yourself to me.
Yeah.
And it just kind of
gives... In the worship circle.
It gives me a space to just say, okay, Lord, here I am. And then I'll often sit there for 30 minutes to an hour listening. And I'll tell you, the thing I found more often than not is I leave that place with a peace and a confidence and a joy that I can only attest to the Lord's presence in my life, you know. But I do that on a weekly basis.
For me, it's either in two places on a weekly basis that I do it. One of two places. I drive a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one who's... I'm out and about
right.
a lot. And so I will do... Prayer in my truck is the best ever.
Sure.
Because I can just turn the radio off. I'm just... My brain's kind of distracted. Not in a dangerous way. But I'm just kind of in a rhythm,
yeah.
as you'd say. Just doing that. Or... Whenever I get home, I have a really comfy couch.
Mm.
I bought it. It was the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
Except for moving out here, Joseph.
What do you mean?
Like,
oh,
taking this job.
The best
yeah.
decision. I missed that.
Anyway, I'll just... a little slow here. Anyway, I'll just sit there on my couch and just sit.
Yeah.
And in both places, I say, all right, God, what do you want to tell me?
Yeah. So here's the wrap-up question.
Sure.
Confession moment. Have you ever fallen asleep on that couch while you pray?
No, because it's too new.
Oh.
It's too... I haven't done it enough.
Yeah, my confession would be I have fallen asleep quite a few times while I'm praying.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and our good friend Peg Hutchins talks about that as holy rest.
Holy rest. Slow
In essence, it's... you definitely needed to rest, so God's answer to your prayer was, why don't you take a little nap?
Yeah.
I actually fully believe that because there are some times when the stress has kept you awake at night or whatever, mm-hmm. and you go into prayer and God's just saying, like, you know, what you really need is a nap. Okay, well, nice to be with you guys again.
Yep.
If you want us to discuss any of this in more detail, maybe you have some more questions that this kicked up, you can send an email to either joseph@fmcw.org or bo@fmcw.org, and we'll try to make one of these future recordings a part of that. Have a good one.